42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley joins us. His ward compromises downtown, the West Loop, River North, the Gold Coast, or does it still? I'm trying to keep up with what's going on there, Alderman. Is that still the deal for you?
I'll be representing about 30,000 fewer people after the remap, but those general neighborhoods still pretty well describe it.
Let's talk about crime first, and we didn't have the hot weather all weekend. I'm sure that helped, but what are you hearing about Millennium Park and other areas? Was it peaceful over the weekend?
Well, obviously, we did have the incident with a off-duty Cook County Sheriff's deputy who was doing security at Millennium Park and exchanged gunfire with an individual who refused to be wanded at a security station. Good police work ensued. Gun was recovered. Suspect arrested and charged. So the security around Millennium Park certainly appears to be working, but not deterring people from showing up with guns, it appears. Hmm. Obviously, we did have a heightened police presence since Friday. Mm-hmm. And the state in Chicago mass shooting that occurred by the Red Line stop there.
The text I'm looking at now, I think, is a good question. Just thinking that all the teens decided Chicago and State was a good alternative to Millennium Park. That curfew just moved the mayhem somewhere else.
Yeah,
what do you think?
That was a comment I actually brought up when the Millennium Park specific curfew was proposed. It was simply squeezing the balloon. The idea that that's the only destination for kids to come visit downtown is a bit silly. And so guess what? When large groups of kids want to get together downtown, they're going to find a place. And we see this play out on the lakefront beaches every summer. So I don't think that's the going to be the panacea here.
That area around the McDonald's restaurant at 10 East Chicago Avenue, is the problem there the proximity to that CTA subway station, that Red Line station, and you've got people coming in just want to make trouble?
Yes, that's the busiest Red Line stop on the line. It also connects with a number of CTA bus lines right there. So it's this nexus point. And for folks looking to commit crime, there's a lot of opportunity for speedy getaway, simply jumping a gate or diving into a bus. And so it's been a going concern, but certainly it's gotten worse in the last couple of years. And, you know, there always was a fixed post at Chicago and State. I'm not sure why the police superintendent announced a new one on Friday. But that's been on our hotspot list for criminal activity since I've been alderman.
Why don't we have police foot patrols right there at that subway station entrance and exit?
Well, I've been asking for increased CTA police presence. You know that. We've talked about it, I think, a dozen times on your show alone. And I've had these conversations with the police superintendent. We wouldn't have these crimes of opportunity around these Red Line stops if there was a consistent and visible presence, not just on the platforms, but also walking through the train cars from time to time. Mm-hmm. And we just have not been getting the level of visibility and police coverage on the trains to clear this up. And commuters remain scared to take the train in broad daylight, let alone in the evening. So still a lot of work to be done there. And I've been talking till I'm blue in the face, but at the end of the day, all I can do is beg the superintendent to prioritize it. And it needs to happen. It's about to get warm out. So.
Yeah. We've asked him to come on here, but no luck so far. There's a city council meeting today, a vote on whether or not to approve the contract for the casino. It could take place. What will be the headline, do you think, Alderman, this afternoon after today's city council meeting?
Procedural gymnastics. Today's going to be a day like I haven't seen ever in my 15 years as alderman. We're going to gavel in a city council meeting at 10 a.m. We're going to do some city council business. Then we're going to recess the city council meeting to open up a special casino committee hearing to presumably vote on the casino, then to go back into city council session so the administration can do a procedural move to force a vote on the casino on Wednesday morning. And in my career as an alderman, I've never seen this done before, and it just defies logic. This is a momentous decision for the city council, and the effort to sprint this thing across the the finish line without it being fully vetted publicly and aired out, I don't get it. It boggles the mind, and a lot of my colleagues are hesitant to vote for it because this process seems so rushed, and the more information we're given, the more questions we have. That's not a good position to be in when you're about to basically sign away your last crack at a casino deal. After we vote on this, the administration can still tinker with this contract without our approval and make other concessions and adjustments. So this is giving them a blank check. This isn't ratifying a deal. And I hope to God my colleagues do not make the same mistake that was made about a decade ago when the city rushed in the very same way to approve a parking meter deal. Mm. So I'm going to be working hard today, but, you know, Bally's has hired literally every high-priced lobbyist in Chicago. They have literally an army of lobbyists by their own admission, and they're working in tandem with our friends in organized labor, who obviously carry a lot of weight and have a lot of respect at City Hall. So, you know, the deck is stacked heavily here, but I would ask my colleagues to remember that this isn't a choice about jobs and revenue. Those things will come. We're going to have a casino. It's a matter of where and when. And this sure seemed rushed, and I'm not sure anyone knows on the city council if this is a good deal or a bad deal.
Is part of this also that temporary casino location at Medina Temple that I know you have problems with? Will that come up today?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the whole thing is in one package. So you're voting for the permanent site, which I think is flawed, and the temporary site, which I think is asinine. Medina Temple is bounded by Ohio and Ontario Streets, the two busiest arterials downtown. There's nowhere to put buses. There's not a single parking space on site. So we're asking gamblers to make all these winnings and what? Walk two blocks and gamble with getting to their car without getting mugged? Just seems like we're painting a huge bullseye in the middle of River North for all the folks who are already committing crime here to zero in. And I just don't think this was well thought out.
You signed up for this job, Alderman. Good luck today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Good luck.